Good to go. All right, we are back in our public meeting to our action items. Item number one is the discussion and our action on the closed strategy session. I don't think we have any action to be taken based on what we talked about, so we'll move to item two, which is the approval of the merchant processing of credit cards and online payments to Powder Mountain Water and Sewer. We talked about that in the manager's report. How would you like to proceed as far as direction?
You do have a list in the back that gives you all the fees and all that stuff if you want to take a look at it also.
If you want to read it.
Yeah.
I think that's a good thing. It makes it easier for people, especially those who travel and things like that, to pay things.
Yeah.
So I don't know why we wouldn't move into the 20th century here and do that.
It's just a matter of how we pay for it. We're absorbing it is the way we've presented it in the budget.
Right. Okay, so we're not charging the extra.
We're not charging
2-3%.
Them. Well, you know, I put it that way. I gave you worst case, so, you know.
I think we should have an extra fee if they're going to do that. That's a cost to us. We should pass it through. That's what other companies do. They say if you want to pay by credit card, feel free, but you pay the extra fee.
Well, it's certainly what government entities do. consumer entities may be a little different because they just want you to buy the product.
Right.
But in a governmental perspective, if it's costing something and you're not paying it, somebody else is.
We're not a for profit. So I think
I wanted to get frequent flyer miles for paying my property taxes.
I'm gonna pay
that charge. Yeah.
I think if we're gonna offer that, there is the service charge that whatever the
pass
cost
through.
Is a pass through.
So
we're not making a profit, but we're not gonna take less.
Budget.
So get us
much.
A flat fee for or something like
that.
You
costs.
Can do a percentage if you want, but most of these numbers might be low enough that a flat fee might be the answer.
Yeah,
we'll
find out and probably have to put that in the public hearing, won't we? Be part of
it.
Yeah,
it hasn't gone out yet.
But we definitely want to move forward with getting online with the credit cards and then charging that privilege.
Yeah. Okay.
So do we need to have any, I don't think we really need to take action on, have an action to vote or anything.
No, if it's going to change, I mean, we'll put it as an item to consider in the public hearing on the 30th.
Great. To discussion and or action on approval to proceed with liens?
Yep. In the back, there's a copy of statements with certain, and the parcel numbers. There's no names, of course. In the very back, under
the
action
back.
Items. There, you're looking at them.
In the
there's
one?
No, the very back.
John,
under
John
action
Rose.
Items.
Got it.
There is a copy of basic, the different parcels, and a copy of each one of their statements stating how far they're behind, the dollar amount they're behind. Each one of these have been updated with the proper addresses. They've had more than ample time to respond. Nobody's bothered to respond. And everything is according to the county. You'll notice that each one of these is per the county with the addresses, parcels. It still shows that, yes, it is licensed,
mm-hmm.
or they are still the property owners.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, these are the ones that we'd like to proceed with as far as liens go.
Okay.
I've basically spoken to 90% of the people that we were trying to track down. And, you know, proceeded with that. These are the people that have non-respondents in the last, since we've taken over, so.
Okay.
So we would have to certify these to the treasurer, which, I mean, it would be treated then as a, it's not a tax lien, but it'll have the same priority as a tax lien.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yeah.
So do we need to take action on this today? Okay.
If you're comfortable with the numbers presented.
Yeah.
Yeah, I make a motion when we proceed with this lien process.
Okay. Motion by Carrie. Carrie. That's Carrie. Sorry, Jen.
It's okay.
Holy cow, you're sitting next
you
to each other, driving me nuts.
Oh, yeah, blonde hair. It's the blonde.
And then they've
had a chance
to.
Can I just ask a quick question? How many of these are there?
Oh, there's like six. Yeah, there's six or
seven
of them.
One,
I
two,
eight.
Three, four,
excuse
five,
me, there's
six,
eight of them.
Seven, eight.
I don't recognize
great.
Any
Carrie, the second, we had a second from Bob, sorry.
Okay.
I didn't make it very clear, but I heard him there right off.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. Okay, approval of the Alita Kobe Water Shares contract. We're going
to
still got some work to do on
things.
That one.
Yep.
Okay. Discussion or approval of written comments for the public hearing on November 30th. Are we clear on that? Don't need to take any action there.
Let me just
the budget things need to be moved.
Yeah, we'll do that.
That was the discussion that you and I had on whether we wanted to take public comment on for the 30th in case there was people that could not attend.
Right. So are you comfortable, because some of these people don't even live here, are you comfortable receiving written comment, putting that as an option on the letter that's going to be sent out?
I am.
I think we need to.
I definitely am.
Yeah, I think we need to be very, I don't want to say progressive, but very interactive.
Email
and
or
receiving information and dispersing information to them.
Sure.
I think the worst thing that happens is all of a sudden they see something that says $74 and it's a little paragraph. But we need to probably outline maybe even some of our business modeling and what we have for infrastructure and for staffing. And what we're, you know, kind of give them a mini packet so they can look through it and see. We don't have a choice on this. I mean, there's no other way to move this forward.
Mm-hmm. I think it's a great gesture to extend to the customers.
Mm-hmm.
Given, you know, the little contact that they've had in the past, I think it's a good thing to do.
Yep.
And then you'll go ahead and get us copies of anything that comes in once we make it available.
Right. We'll probably direct it to one particular email address. We'll print those off, give them to you maybe a week before.
That's mbell at CO.
And Carrie, I can help you out an awful lot by just giving you 725877.
That I do have.
Okay. And what other issues with that that we need to talk about? It's not going to be published in the newspaper.
It's not going to be published in the newspaper. We're sending them because there's some, yeah.
It'll be cheaper.
It will be cheaper. And there's so many people that do live out of state that are not going to see the one public.
Right.
So we opted to send them. So we realize that everybody will actually get one.
Right. Okay. Good idea. Okay.
And then we'll just need to. Probably just have a motion to set that as the official date, and then we're not officially adopting a tentative budget today because we're going to extend that out, have it done probably a week before, and then we'll adopt the tentative budget at the November 30th hearing, go into public hearing, and then determine whether we can pass the budget or take more time.
Okay. So the motion then to set the date of November 30th as the date for the public hearing. That's the motion. Anybody like to make it?
I'll make that motion.
Okay, Trustee Ewert, Jen, on a second.
Second.
Okay, any further discussion to that?
One other thing, Mr. Chairman. That is, don't we have to set a motion, set or have another public meeting on the 30 days after that to finally adopt, or can we, if it goes?
No, I think you are allowed to finally adopt after you've had the public hearing. I think you'd actually,
okay.
We'll have to put an agenda out that says that is an action item.
Yep.
Oh, so okay.
The only question I have is November 30th. Is that our public hearing for?
No, ours is just the 29th.
That's
okay. So we have, this will be the next day.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
if we're
say.
Still
okay. Alive.
Yeah. All right.
We'll help each other.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. The item number 6, the Weber County invoice. What's that about?
Let me share that with you. This is the $98,000 invoice, just in round numbers. I have presented that to Summit, to Jeff. Again, I presented it to him last week, and I said, "Hey, this is out there. You need to pay it." And he goes, "No. Why?" Well, I don't know what it's for. He said, "When I sat with Trustee Bell." At the time that we signed off on the development agreement.
That sounds like a horse, Trustee Bill.
Yeah. you know, you just make it hard for me to resist commenting, but I am.
focus.
I asked him, and he told me what it was that I needed to pay to settle up with the county, and it was $65,000. I paid $65,000 to the district, and the deal was done. And I said, "Well, evidently not. There's another $98,000."
Mm-hmm.
And I said, "We're being billed from the county, it's an obligation that the district has, and my understanding is it's your obligation because this is." Stuff, the engineering stuff and things like that. He said, "You mean for Dana?" I said, "I guess." He said, "No." I said, "Well, you know, I'm I don't have a dog in this fight other than I'm trying to manage the district. You know, this is before my time, so, you know, make your stand, make it in writing or something, say something, you know. I'm not the messenger. Well, I'm being the messenger, I guess, to some extent, so you understand the dynamic. That's all I have to say about it.
Was an invoice generated?
Mm-hmm. There's a copy of, yeah, there's one in here. There's a copy of it.
But no documentation.
No documentation.
And he will, but you know, well, you understand what I'm saying. I don't need to say anymore. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do about it. I didn't.
Chair Bell.
I think we should let Trustee Bell handle this problem.
Sick him on him.
Are we going to see him long enough before he's out to do it?
I think so.
Who's going to deliver the message?
Chris, will you?
I'll talk to him.
Yeah, Chris and Bob, both of you.
Yeah,
I mean, at the risk of coming across as a district historian, when we were firming up the deal, the development agreement that took forever to do, actually, we were at a juncture where we recognized that there was significant money that needed to be paid, some of which had been further invoiced, and we just kind of landed on that $68,000 as sort of, this will work for now. With some sort of understanding that they would be getting invoices and they would have a chance to review it and they would be current within 30 days. Well, that never happened. Okay, it just never happened. But we can't have an outstanding bill to the county. Mm-hmm. I mean, we just can't.
Agreed.
So what do we do?
I think you said it just right. You'll relay that to help Trustee Bell remember the history of that. That'd be helpful. So.
Yep.
I'm sure he remembers. All right, no action on that one, then we'll just move forward. Discussion and our action on the approval of the sewer operator. We did that one. I don't think we need to do anything more there. So
direction.
Any further discussion then? That's the last thing on our agenda.
Next meeting is November 30th, and we're not going to do it in the third Monday of, well, again, we've done that.
We're done. We're going to meet on November 30th, not the third
Prior
Monday,
to
November.
Right.
We could,
if there's business to do, we could meet at 5:30.
If you wanted to address the tentative budget
mm-hmm.
and get that out all squared away.
Yeah.
That'd be a good idea.
Good idea.
Okay.
You want to meet at 5 and then do that one at 6?
Well, the one that, if we're going to meet on the third Monday, we could meet at the regular time.
Oh, do that one instead of meeting at 5
a week
the same
before.
Night. I see what you mean. I don't care, whatever.
Well, given past history, I'd rather convene you once.
Yeah,
because
I
you
like
guys
doing
are,
as least amount of Monday nights as I can.
Yeah,
or
you guys,
Wednesday nights.
Well, yeah, the other one could be if we did it the other day, it could be during the day.
The 10 a.m.?
A 10 a.m. meeting.
What
I thought.
We have to do that one on November 30th. The question is, do we just do it at 5 o'clock, or do we do a meeting a week before sometime during the day?
I say in the next couple of weeks, we evaluate how close we are getting to that number.
Okay.
My preference is that we do it all in one night.
Because I think what you and I are going to have to do, and perhaps we do this on Thursday with Mark, is sit down and look at those non-connect fees
mm-hmm.
and see if we can get that 106
mm-hmm.
from that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Good
all right.
Thank
who's
going
to come up with what we're going to put out as a public relations to our customers on this fee impact? Who's going to put that together?
Oh, I imagine I'm going to have to draft it. How's that for a good political answer?
That's wonderful. And so, and I love you, but we need somebody to put some graphics and some of that other stuff.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
No, I said draft.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah, because
it's
if you
all
look
about
at
messaging.
It, it's actually a $14 a month increase.
Yeah.
Non-connected users and connected. I mean, we get it. We're connected. We get some benefit from water and sewer, obviously. But for those who are non-connected.
Yeah.
They're going to have. They're already paying a lot for you know the right to connect.
Yeah. Well, they get to participate in future infrastructure improvements that we're making for them,
and that,
they'll get ready when they decide to connect.
Right.
And I think that's where we hit it: is you're part of building something,
right.
And we're building something. So, okay, that's my thought. That's what I'm
making.
Awesome. Okay, final motion then.
Make a motion, adjourn.
Second.
Okay. No discussion on that one. All in favor say
aye.
Aye.
Okay, we're adjourned.
Aye, Bob.
Adios.
Bye, Bob. Thanks.
Thank you.
Are we off recording?
Turn this thing off.
Thank you.
Oh.